monks. One of Ajahn Chah's teachers was like that. He was his name was Ajahn Ginnerly, and he was very quiet, didn't speak very much, but it was his example that Ajahn Chah was inspired by. And Ajahn Ginnerly, one of the things he did as a monk was to, he was wandering in Thailand, and then he wandered into Laos, and he wandered up into Burma, then he wandered into India, and went to all of the holy places, just walking as a pilgrim, and then came back. So it was probably close to 15 years, just sort of wandering to these, because that was in the probably 1920s, maybe the 30s. I mean, just there wasn't, you can't just fly into Bodh Gaya and do the circumambulations and get on the plane again. It was that investment of time and effort.